I feel like the senior cabin's gonna love me.
Welcome to Beside Lake Meetup. Today we welcome Allie Drew and Frankie Gordon to the podcast. Allie was a camper in the 90s, Drew is looking forward to her third summer at camp, and it's going to be Frankie's first summer. Before we get started, be sure to follow Beside Lake Meetup on Instagram and TikTok, and make sure you don't miss an episode. Subscribe to the Beside Lake Meetup podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods.
Knit one, roll two!
Allie, Drew, and Frankie, this one's for you. Let's get into it.
I'm Drew, and I'm 10, and it's going to be my third year this year.
Frankie's a little shy, so I'm going to talk for her. Her name is Frankie. She's 7 years old, and she's been at camp 0 years, only family camp twice. So this will be her first summer. And I'm Allie Gordon. I was a camper for 5 years. And then I've done family camp 2 years and alumni camp, I believe, for like, I think 9 years, because we skipped a year for Frankie's wedding and then COVID, and then we didn't go last year. So Frank, I think I've been going for 9 years.
So Allie, how did you initially choose Maramita?
I chose Maramita. Honestly, like, I don't know what it was. Our family friends were the Rosens, and I think Andy Rosen went to camp there, and my brother was at Menominee, and I just, like, there was no other camp I wanted to go to. It was always, for some reason, in my head, Maramita, 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 and I had no friends who went to Maramita. They all went to different overnight camps, but my best friend, Lindsay Cohn Goldberg, who was in Highland Park when I was in Deerfield, we wanted to go to camp together. So we kind of decided together. We did like our – Sandy came over and did our family thing together. And, I mean, we were in from – we were in before we even had the thing with Sandy.
So, Drew and Frankie, I'm assuming you decided to go to Maramita from the start?
Yeah. I went to Maramita because – my mom told me a lot of, like, cool things there. And, like, when she was there, there was, like, this Ali Mora show. So, like, it sounded really cool. And I've heard a lot about, like, the Red and White and, like, Chaos vs. Control, which is my favorite game.
Frankie, I know you've been to family camp, but are you excited? What are you most looking forward to for your first year as a camper?
Probably seeing all the dogs.
Have you met any of the dogs while you were at family camp?
Who did you meet?
Opie.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who else was there.
Opie, Hank.
Yeah.
I don't think Hank was there when we were there.
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Let's jump into Maramita Color Wars. So what are your guys' history of teams? Have you been Marys? Have you been Mitas?
I've been Mary my whole life. I've never been a Mita before.
I honestly have no recollection. I'm like a dinosaur, so a very long time ago. But at the time when we went to camp, it was very red and white focused. Mm-hmm. It was Maramita, so I honestly never remembered what team I was on. I only remember red and white.
Do you guys have any like memories from Maramita, like the games you played?
I've won twice. And I've been mainly focusing on red and white and MTVs. Like, I've never won an MTV award, so, like...
Yeah, what were your guys' MTV songs?
My first one was 9 to 5, and my second one was Mamma Mia.
My favorite one, I remember, we did Tricky by Run DMC, and it was so good. And we won something, but I don't remember what it was. I remember that, and Message to Martha, to me, was always so awesome. I love that.
Message to Martha is so fun.
Oh, I love
Message to Martha. Oh, so great. Can't wait for Frankie to play.
So when I told my mom, like, 2022, that I didn't get, like, sprayed, like, she was, like, really proud of me because, like, she, like, did you get sprayed?
Oh, I'm sure I got sprayed every time There's no way I made it to Martha. Like, there's no way I made it.
Like, no one was guarding us. Like, we were in, like, we were in the tennis court, and no one was guarding us.
Yeah.
No one goes to the tennis court.
It seemed like they had a good plan. Do you know what I'm talking about, Rachel?
Yeah, so I had no clue what the Marys were doing. I was a Mary this year. I had zero clue what they were doing because I was actually on top of the overall captain under a canoe.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It was horrible.
The sacrifices we make for team victory, Rachel. Come on.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
And like, only, like 20 of us got out. That's it.
So
and
cool.
Like, we didn't go, like, in the main field because, like, that's where everyone goes.
Yeah.
So, like, we went on the tennis court instead.
For when we were on defense, I was at Wilderness Point, and all I know is the Mitas just, like, ran right through the waterfront.
Yeah, I feel like that's a plan, like, every year.
Yeah. I was under the canoe, and so I found out later that we were more points.
Oh, yeah, that's why
you... more points.
Yeah, we had
one. Did you make it across?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Because the defense people, like, hit our canoe and we tipped over.
Oh, no!
Wow. Sounds like it got intense.
Yeah. Do you guys have any predictions on what you think the colors will be in 2023?
I think it can be, like, pink and something else, like pink and green.
I think it's gonna be like hot pink and orange.
Ooh, I like those colors.
Oh yeah, orange.
They haven't done orange in a while?
No.
Nice prediction. Sisters are on the same teams, right? No matter
what?
Yeah.
Moving into a similar topic of red and white, do you have any favorite sing themes that you guys remember?
My favorite songs are definitely The Egyptian Wife is, like, bomb. I love it. And I love Sesame Street, too. I thought those were some of my favorite songs when I was a camper.
I really liked Halloween. Like, no one has
done Halloween was really awesome. I'm shocked I've never done it.
Funny story, actually. So, you know how, like, the pioneers, like, learn the themes before us so they can help with, like, costumes and things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know how they do with, like, a knit one, pearl two?
Yeah.
SC23 wanted to do Halloween as, like, there was, like, one of the things on their list. And so in the knit one, pearl two that the SC22 girls did, it was, like, sorry for stealing your theme or something.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
And remember that the white was, like, sticker and then bean? And then
oh, yeah, it was. It was, like... Knit one, pearl two, white team girls, this is for you. Where there's a sticker, you'll find a bean. White team girls, your theme is Halloween.
I think mine was where there's a puppy, you'll find paws. Red team girls, your theme is Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's
so cute. I love that they do that.
Like, there was this girl named Ella in camp. She was so, like, she was, like, a fan favorite. And she dressed up as, like, she dressed up as the dog.
Oh, for the...
Toto.
Yeah.
I know, she was adorable. I saw that, and I saw the little ghost.
Because she was the shortest in this thing.
Yeah, whoever is, like, the youngest or the shortest gets, like, a special part. I feel like Frankie's gonna get one.
Okay. Do you guys have any favorite AC Relay events that you like to do?
So, last year I had the Jacks, and so we had to use, so me and Blake had to use our bare hands on the concrete, which
no.
was so bad, and then I had to run with the baton.
Oh. Did you scrape up your hand, or was it...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't understand how people don't know what baby powder is.
Well, a lot people know what baby powder is, but most people have never heard of putting baby powder on a sidewalk.
Concrete.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a Maramita thing. Like, Rachel, do any of your friends that go to different camps, do they play jacks?
I don't think so. I think it's, like, mostly a big thing at Marymita.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's why. I mean, most people would never know to put baby powder down to, like, grease your hand up first so you don't...
Yeah. Allie, do you remember any AC Relay events that you did?
Oh, my God. I loved all of it. Like, All Camp Relay was, like, so much fun. I remember being, in a canoe one time, which was, like, horrible. Like, being in the canoe stuff and the kayak stuff. And we used to do grease watermelon. Do you guys still do
that? Oh, yes.
Yeah, we do that for water relay.
Oh, that's not that's
water relays.
Water relays. That's what I'm thinking of. That was like
I got the
so great.
It was so hard.
I was definitely a runner a couple times for all camp relay, and that's like so scary. Everyone's like yelling and
yeah,
like it just feels like a lot of pressure. All camp relay, I think, is so fun overall.
Do you guys have like a memorable way that they've announced red and white in the past?
I remember actually as an alumni, we were, it was the year that Frankie had his wedding, so we couldn't come up. And in the middle of summer, myself and a couple buddies decided to come up to camp while it was in session and just like check, you know, and it was so cute. Sandy picked us up on his golf cart, and like the announcement was at the, was like all the swim tags. I think they've done it before, but it was really cool as a alumni to be at camp while camp was going on and see all the excitement and all the girls' faces when they came running down to the swimming dock and got all their stuff. And it was just really cool to be there and see like Sandy, you know, on his little megaphone and CJ and all that kind of stuff. It was really fun.
Moving on to like some of your favorites, do you guys have favorite activities / evening programs?
I love archery.
Well, Frankie, you've never been a camper, but what do you think you might like at Maramita?
Maybe swimming.
Swimming? That's a good one. That's a really good one. I always loved arts and crafts. That was my jam. I loved arts and crafts. And I love paddle boarding at camp too. It's so fun.
What about evening program?
What's the one where you're in the dark?
Oh, Stalk the Lantern.
Stalk the Lantern as an alumni is so fun and scary.
I
love it.
I'm not going to like it because I'm afraid of the dark. And whenever I go downstairs, I always ask Mom, I'm behind you.
I'm always a horror fan. So, I really like Stalk the Lantern.
You like Stalk the Lantern?
I had a really scary, Stalk the Lantern experience this year. So I had a friend who forgot to get her evening meds, and so after TAP, me and my friend and one other cabin mate, we were walking to the infirmary because she forgot to get her meds, and all of a sudden the song starts playing, and it's like pitch black outside, and we're in the middle of the field, and we just like jumped onto each other. We were freaked out.
Oh, that's like scary.
Well, yeah, because you're in the dark. It's so crazy.
It was so scary.
I think, I love Capture the Flag, too. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's so cool you guys get to play every Friday.
Yeah, I love Capture the Flag.
Oh, my God. Where, Rachel, what position are you always on, or do they?
Okay, I've only ever played one position, and I'm, terrified to play any other position, but I always play flag guard.
Oh, that's a hard position.
I always play defense.
Defense?
I literally always play defense.
Allie, what did you play?
I was never a flag guard. I was always either standing or a runner. I was honestly like a 50-50 mix. 50-50 mix for sure.
I really want to be a runner this year.
I think it's awesome. I think it's, it's so scary. You're like running. I don't know.
It's so intense. I've done that before.
Do you guys have a favorite song or cheer?
I like Bananas.
Bananas?
And One Dark Night. I know you guys don't like that song, right? Is that the word on the street? One dark night when we were all in bed.
Oh.
Love it.
The Chicago Fire song.
Yes. What about you, Drewski?
I like the Jungle one.
What's the Jungle one?
You can hear the Mary's rumble.
Oh, we can hear the Mita's rumble.
Ooh,
I don't know that one. I like it.
I forgot what it's called. It's like... You, repeat, and it's, something else.
Well, when you remember it, you'll have to teach it to Frankie.
Okay. Or the senior cap can teach it to you either way.
That's true.
Because, they teach you the cheers. Or, rain, snow, lightning, thunder, we are the senior.
Yeah.
Let's go under. I remember that one. So weird how it comes back to you.
Do you guys have a favorite food?
What's your favorite food at Camp Drew? I think I know it, but what is it?
Grilled cheese? You ate it.
Or fries. I love the cookout.
Yeah. I think I'm with Drew with the cookout and the It's hard because I like it all. I even love his. I think his chicken fingers are bomb.
Oh, chicken fingers are really good.
They're crazy. I love them. I love all of his food. The tacos are amazing. Oh, I don't know. I'm a big fan of his food. You guys are very lucky to have such a good chef.
Quick bonus question. What is one thing that is not on the packing list that you think every camper should bring to camp?
People should bring a comfy. Like,
yes.
Comfies are the best you guys should bring.
I have my comfy right here.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one, Drew. There's a lot that's not on that packing list that, not a lot, but like, I feel like you guys, those organizers at the end of the bed are really helpful for you guys. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
One thing that I bring that I love is like a photo string, and you can put photos from camp. You can put like your family, you can put letters, and it's just, I like it.
Oh, I like that idea. That's cool.
I love those.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I'm going to add that to my list, Rachel. Thank you very much.
It's just stylish.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the podcast. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, Rachel. Excited to see you at the buses. This is going to be a fun summer for you guys. I'm totally pumped.
We're going
to
have a great summer.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Side Lake Meetup, DM us on Instagram at BesideLakeMeetup or email us at BesideLakeMeetup@gmail.com. Until we meet again. All they just say is please me or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around to